that you'll have time to write this down. But it's worthwhile listening to as deeply as you can, and if you can make a note to remind yourself, I would recommend doing it. All forms of psychological fear are created and sustained out of an uninvestigated relationship that we have with a lower nature in us that fears its own death. All forms of psychological fear belong to a part of us that we have no idea has authority over us, that lives in perpetual fear of its own death. Not your death, its death. The loss of something, why does it have terror and pain in it? Even someone that you love. Because there is a part of us that is attached and identified so thoroughly to it that when it seems to disappear or might or actually does, suddenly that part of us that only knew itself by judging, by wanting, by desiring, by that relationship, suddenly it has nothing left by which to know itself and define itself. And when you remove the part of you that is defined by something outside of you, that part trembles. It will do anything to keep in place what it must, including filling itself with fear over something that doesn't even happen, so that out of that it can exist as a strong, real character. You have to see this for yourself one day. I've taught you for years that no fear exists without negative imagination. No psychological fear exists without negative imagination. Now you put that into that quotient. Well, when I'm afraid of something, what is it that I'm afraid of? I'm imagining, no, it is imagining who and what it will be when it no longer can depend on or cling on something that it's attached to. And then you understand the nature of fear. And when you see the nature of fear does not belong to you, you are free of some of that identification that appears mechanically whenever something comes along and seems to threaten what you think is your existence. A human being cannot be afraid of death. A human being cannot be afraid of death. What fears death is death, because the fear of death keeps death alive.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.